This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that is correct. Saturday morning. A little nasty out there. I believe it's supposed to clear up. But I will check. Not with the television weather people because they rarely get it correct. I will check with my private weather service. But nonetheless, it is a Saturday morning and a big day. Big day in Philadelphia. And the reason it's a big day is because it is the first playoff game this year for the 76ers against a team that's given them trouble this year. But we won't look at that because the biggest news, and it doesn't sound like this is going to be a healthy playoff run, wherever it may go and as far as it may go, because somewhere you've got to realize that Joel Embiid is going to be hurt throughout. Now, whether he plays, he's listed as doubtful today, which likely means he's not going to play. I mean, you can't go from doubtful to play. And even at this point, I think Joel Embiid seems concerned because he would push to play. So it's probably not likely that he will play the first two games because the second game is on Monday. If they lose the first game, if the Sixers lose the first game, then you might see a change of heart. The line kind of tells me that that the Sixers will not lose. The Sixers started at 6. They're at 5.5 now. I will check it again this morning, but the line is not likely to change because it would change in Las Vegas, and it's still 5 o'clock in the morning out in Las Vegas. But whatever the case may be, there's got to be some concern among Sixers fans, and we will gauge that concern this morning. How far they can go with or without Joel Embiid, because it's obvious that they don't have a player that can carry them. They can win games because you win games without your best players, but they don't have a player that can carry them. I mean, would you say Tobias Harris? Would you say Jimmy Butler? You certainly wouldn't say Ben Simmons, because defensively in the playoffs, it all changes. It all changes in the playoffs. So it will be interesting to see how they play. You know, and anybody that plays in place of Joel Embiid, obviously, is not going to be as good. So I guess the biggest question today is, can the Sixers win without, whether he plays or not, can the Sixers win without Joel Embiid being healthy? Because the other problem, and this is what you also have to consider, the other problem is that Joel Embiid is not in game shape. I mean, he tries to do what he does, and they talked about Elton Brand the other day, talked about it, you know, working out in a pool, but it's still not game shape. It's still not getting yourself where they're going to need him in the 30-plus in close games, and there's going to be close games, 30-plus minutes. I don't know how he cannot be gassed when he gets to probably before 30 minutes, when he gets to 30 minutes. That is really I just don't know how he can get in shape doing that. And you could tell the last few times that he was not in game shape. And I don't know that it's his fault, because he just can't you can't practice. He did not practice yesterday. And that is, that's a little bit of a problem. That's more than a little bit of a problem. That is a problem. So, it is not a good situation. So we can talk about that, where you think. That'll be one of the things we talk about. That's the biggest thing. The Nets aren't a gimme. Obviously, they're the better team, but it is not a gimme. And I don't know how they could beat Toronto, knowing even if Joel Embiid plays, he's not going to be at top health. This seems to me to be a lingering problem, probably for the rest of his career. And that's not a good sign. So much for the process. The process has you a guy now with one playoff series win, and he's not healthy. Remember, they did draft him when he was hurt, and that was the biggest problem. It's not the same injury, but it sounds like that his injuries, especially with a big guy, if he was a guard, he could probably overcome a lot of this stuff, but not as a big guy. So we'll talk about that today. The Phillies won a game against a minor league team last night. It's nice that Major League Baseball mixes in minor league teams every once in a while, and they do so with the Miami Marlins. That team sucks. The Marlins are to call that Major League Baseball. I don't even know. You know, I wonder what the attendance was last night. It was the return of JT, and I'm going to check it. It was return of JT Realmuto. Not that people are going to come out for that. They don't come out for a baseball game. I don't know that they're going to come out for a former player. Let me see what the attendance was last night. Why the heck can't I find the attendance on this box score? But maybe they don't list the attendance. Maybe it's so bad. You know what? I can see it being so bad that I don't think they even list the attendance anymore. That is unbelievable. I'm going to check that. On the one box score, they didn't list the attendance, maybe because it's so bad. It's clearly well under 10,000 people. That's a joke. But the Phillies won, so that's it. They won 9-1, and they, I got a text from somebody, 9,000. So there was probably 6,000 there. If they announced 9,000, there was probably 6,000 in the ballpark. That's a disgrace. A disgrace. That team sucks. So, you know, it's, you almost say, and it's hard to sweep a three-game series on the road, but you almost got to say, well, that team's so bad, you've got to win three games. I'll tell you the team that's is playing well that nobody expected. The Mets are not that they're not a bad team. I think the Mets are a good team. A good team. But Mets are in first place. But anybody that looks at the standings now, really it's irrelevant. You know, they've played, 11, 12 games? I don't even know what it is. But it's not a lot considering there's 162 played. It's 9,000 people last night that they announced at that game. That team's terrible. But there were concerns before the Phillies went into Florida. So another question to talk about today, are you concerned about the Phillies pitching? I don't know that the bullpen is the problem. And it has been, obviously. But the bullpen has been used so much. And I don't, it's partly because the starters haven't gone deep enough. Obviously, that's an issue. But in Major League Baseball, if you go six innings, the average, I bet you if you figured out the average that a starter goes in Major League Baseball, the average is probably just barely, if that, six innings. So if you're using your bullpen for three innings every game, that's not a good, I don't care how many pitchers you have out there. It's teams with eight pitchers. So now you have a bench that is short. Now the Phillies were getting smoked the other night. It was 9-0 with two men on and the pitcher due to bat, Nicasio. And Gabe Kapler didn't go to his bench, and I have no idea why, for a pinch hitter. Do you just say, I guess it was the sixth inning, do you just say it's over and not try to put a pinch hitter up there? What made it worse is he put Scott Kingery out in left field the next inning for McCutchen, so he could have hit him and then put the pitcher in McCutchen's spot, who hit that inning anyway after Nicasio, so it wouldn't have affected anything anyway. And then he only kept Nicasio in for two batters the next inning. I don't understand that, but it was 9-0, so that's not why. There's no way that they were going to win that game, but I didn't understand that. But you have a short bench. You have four players on your bench, and one of them is the catcher, and sometimes you don't like to use your catcher early just in case something happens to your starting catcher. I'm sure the Phillies have an emergency catcher. Last year, I think it was Santana. I don't know who it is this year. Maybe Scott Kingery, because he plays every position, can catch as well. So we can touch on that this morning. The draft is less than 2 weeks away, and everybody, anybody that's got a finger that can put something on Twitter will speculate. Everybody that puts a tweet out, whether they're media or not media, remember social media is not social and it's not media, puts out who they think. Every day it changes who the Eagles are going to draft. One position, I don't think there's any way in the world they're going to draft is running back, and people have speculated on that. The Eagles might have something planned because they restructured the contract of Zach Ertz. That's the second time Ertz is restructured. It's amazing how you can keep on pushing back and pushing back the numbers. Eventually, it's got to catch up to you. For instance, I think Tom Brady's contract, and they're pushing back numbers, is like $27 million next year. You still get your money. It's not like you're not getting your money, and players get their money. But Zach Ertz will get his money. He just restructures it, and he gets it late, and he gets it in some bonuses, so he gets some of it early. The way they do it, but that's opened up $5 million more in cap space. And somehow the Eagles are probably positioning themselves, maybe going into the draft, to make a trade, but to be able to take on salary. So it's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a very good thing. I don't know how many people want to touch on the Magic situation. Magic Johnson has become one of the biggest frauds in sports. An absolute total fraud. You know, the spin that they're kind of trying to put out there is he didn't want to fire Luke Walton. And that's why he resigned. I think that's absolute nonsense. He wanted to get out of there before it implodes. And then ESPN's working on another story, which I won't even get into, which they believe could be a reason too. But Magic Johnson has done nothing but screw up that team. He quit when he was a head coach. I think he lasted 20 games, the one time he was a head coach of the Lakers. He quits as their president and general manager, or president, or whatever it is. He screwed up the team. The first mistake he made was getting LeBron James and then trading away young players. That team will never go deep into the playoffs with LeBron James on that team. LeBron James, as long as he's with the Lakers, and I don't know that he could bail out, because if he bails out, he's got an opt-out. I think it was after 2 years, which he always does. Why would he opt out? Who's going to pay him that money if he opts out? Nobody's going to pay him that money. He's not the same player. He screws up a team. If Tyronn Lue, who I like as a person and he's a decent coach, gets the job as head coach, you know you know whose decision that was. It was LeBron James. To have LeBron James make any decisions on who the coach is going to be is a big mistake for any team when you let the players make a decision. And that is a problem in itself. But Magic, great, great, great player. The top five or six, maybe in the NBA. But he's a fraud as an executive. And all that nonsense that all of a sudden he just decides to resign. So, bunch of things we can talk about. Let me give you the numbers. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll touch on the subjects. We'll get right to the calls when we come back. And I want to touch on the baseball All-Star game and why I think it was announced at this point. But we'll talk about that. It's 7 years away. WIP Sports Time is 8:16. 94 WIP on a little dreary Saturday morning. Let's go to Mike. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure.
I know.
You're the best.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
The best. Hey, okay. I have to say, Howard, that it's going to be fun watching this Sixers series with Ben Simmons, who people on hosting this town and people want to coddle because, oh, it's only his second year. Howard, this guy's not going to change, period.
Not his second year. It's his third year, actually.
Yeah, thank you, Howard. You're right. Thanks for correcting me. Some certain people say, oh, it's his second year in the league. But yeah, right, his third year.
Yeah, he wasn't a rookie.
And he's not going to change, Howard. And I'm telling you, your son even said this, that if this continues, the Sixers should not give him a max contract. I would not.
Well, I wouldn't get Ben Simmons?
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't give him a max contract.
Heck,
but I don't
know
what you're going to do. If that's the case, then you're
going
to have to trade him. If you're not going to give him a max contract, you're going to have to trade him.
I'd rather have Kevin Walker run the team, Howard, quite frankly.
Well, I'd like that.
You even said you'd like him, too.
Yep. How about Kyrie Irving?
I would take him. I mean, a guy somebody that's actually not afraid to shoot the ball, you know?
Yep.
It's not reluctance. It's just he won't shoot. And and what is this nonsense?
Well,
he
can't shoot, and he's not gotten better. And it's just.
And he's not going to change, Howard. That's the bottom line with this guy, you know? He turns the ball over entirely too much. He can't shoot free throws. And just how about the play? Well, how about this where he drives his basket and kicks it back out? He's already in the basket. And under the basket, he kicks it back out behind the three-point line.
Well,
it's a disgrace.
Well, coaches like you to do that, but I think he does it because he doesn't want to go to the foul line.
That's why he does that. You're absolutely right.
But and some coaches like you to take the three if you have an open three-point shot. It's kind of foolish, but that's just the way
it is. Don't give him 15 feet, he won't even shoot, Howard.
What's that?
Don't give him 15 feet, he won't even shoot. They'll back off him. You watch these teams. Watch him. Back off him. He won't shoot at all.
Yes. Absolutely.
But Joel Embiid, does that still bother you? He played in that All-Star game. We know the players run the league.
What Brett Brown said after that, he should not have played in the All-Star game. No, he should not have played. But Brett Brown's comment afterwards, it says it was good for him to play physically. And Joel, but here's what Joel Embiid said, and this came out, I was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said it started to hurt after the All-Star game. So that was a problem, regardless of what Brett Brown said after it happened. Why'd he play in the All-Star game? Well, it was better for him physically to play, and I forget exactly what the reasons were, but Joel Embiid said it started to hurt him after the All-Star game. So that was not a good thing. Go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Howard, how's it going?
Just great, Jeff. How are you?
I think Embiid's out today because I see the line has been dropping in Vegas, so
it's only dropped a half a point, but he's out.
I thought it opened at 7 and went down to 5.5.
I only saw 6. I saw 6.
Okay. Well, they really don't need him today to win. I think they can win the series without him, and every time he's been on the court, after he's been injured, I think he's played well. The one concern I have, which I think you brought up, is he's not going to be in game shape. And I thought in that Milwaukee game, Brett played him too many minutes that day, and he looked really tired in the fourth quarter.
Well, he is tired in the fourth quarter. I mean, he is. He's not. His endurance can't be the same because he's not. He's not getting in game shape by not practicing. You know, running in a pool does not get you in game shape.
So don't we put some of the blame on the coach to get him some more rest in the first half so that come third and fourth quarter he'd be more fresh when he's needed later in the game?
Yeah, but then you still need him. You still need him during the game. So if you start falling behind because he's not in there, he needs to play. For the Sixers to be the best they can be, he needs to play 30-plus minutes a game. And I don't see how he can do that at an effective level.
Well, I think he doesn't need to play 30 minutes in this Brooklyn series. I think if he plays, you know, 23, 24, I think that'll be fine, like half the game.
Well, they could still get past the Nets. Well, we don't know that until we see how the game goes. You can't fall behind too much because that team can score. There's something about that team. They've played much better the second half of the season.
The Sixers definitely have the best lineup in the East, and it will be a major disappointment if they don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they're going to get their act together and show everyone what kind of team they have.
So you think they're going to go where? You think they're going to go to the
Eastern
Finals?
Conference Finals. They're beating Brooklyn. They're going to beat Toronto, and then it's going to be Eastern Conference Finals against Milwaukee.
Okay, and what gives you that confidence? They're not better
because
than Toronto
they have
now.
The best, yeah, well, they have the best roster. They are better than Toronto.
They are not
they
better
should
than
be.
Toronto.
The record does not say that, but I really think they have a better roster.
Oh, okay. Well, the record doesn't say it, so that's okay.
All right, are you going down to the game today, Howard?
Yes, I will be there.
All right, bring us home a W. Have a good
All
time.
All right, see you later. I got a busy day. Go down to the game today. Emceeing a gala tonight. The Coaches versus Cancer is tonight, but I can't be there because there's a organization, Believe and Achieve, which helps kids in Montgomery County. They have a gala tonight at the Radnor Hunt Club, and I will be there. It's Matt Ryan and his family, the Falcons quarterback. Matt's very involved, but his family is very, very, very active in the organization. So that's where I will be tonight after the game. Ben, you're on WIP.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Never had a bad day in my life. Got a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a sore throat. I don't feel like I have a cold, but.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to Sixers game today.
I'll be there.
You'll be there? Oh, man. So I'm gonna tell you something. I'm going to beat you in Eagles Autism Challenge this year.
Okay, good.
Because you know what?
I'm happy for you, Ben.
I'm happy for you, too. You're doing a great job for the cause. I know you raised a lot of money, but whoever wins, it's okay. No matter what, we're still champions.
That is correct. I've done well. People have been very supportive. Mm-hmm. I've got an item up there for bid right now. It's a Carter Hart jersey from the Stadium Series.
Okay.
And signed by Carter Hart, who is the future goaltender of the future goaltender of the Flyers. I've had other things. The Borgata in Atlantic City has helped with items. The Hard Rock in Miami has helped with items. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good thing, but people have been very supportive and very generous.
Yeah.
And I hope they continue to be that way.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ben, did you want to talk about the Sixers?
Yeah, I'm going to the game today, and I'm hoping they're going to win, because you know why? I believe they're going to win I'm saying it right now. They're going to win the NBA Finals. They're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm calling it. I'm saying it.
All right. I hope you're right, but that is far-fetched, but I appreciate the call, Ben. That is very far-fetched. Blackety, where have you been?
Hey, Howard.
Hey, I haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I know it's been a long time, Howard. Hey, Howard.
Yes.
Listen, let's keep it 100, Howard. Let's keep it 100.
I always keep it 100. You know that.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about Magic Johnson and what he did. Okay? I don't think he destroyed the Lakers. I think it was the player that they picked up. I can't blame it on Magic. I'm not going to call him a quitter.
What player are you talking about? LeBron?
LeBron is proven. Howard, you can hate Mahomes for years, Howard.
Yeah, but he's not the same player, and he dictates too many decisions, or he tries to dictate too many decisions for the team.
Yeah. All right, and one other
you
thing.
Let me just tell you this, because you can't have it. You can't have the players make decisions. I don't care who they are. You can't have them make the decisions, because they're going to make them for their own benefit in a lot of cases and not for the team's benefit. Why would LeBron want Rondo to come there? What the hell did that? What was that all about?
I don't know.
That was LeBron who told Magic. And Magic's not an executive. Magic was a great, great basketball player, but a fraud as a coach and an executive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Howard.
Yes.
Would you still trade Ben Simmons for Kyrie Irving?
No, I can't trade him for Kyrie. I can't. No. What I would do is I would trade Ben Simmons, and then if you knew you could sign, I wanted Kemba Walker, but I would take Kyrie Irving in a heartbeat.
Howard.
But I'll take a matter of fact, I'd rather have Kyrie Irving. So if I knew I could get Kyrie Irving, I would trade Ben Simmons. Would you not do that? Would that not make him a better team?
No.
Why not? Are you nuts?
Nah.
You're nuts.
What about your boy Porzingis, Howard? I haven't heard you spoken a word about Porzingis.
Wait a minute, he's hurt. Here's what the Sixers could have had. They could have had Embiid. They could have had the Greek Freak, and they could have had Porzingis. Would they have not been a better team?
They might have.
What do you mean? The Greek Freak is the MVP. He can play any position on the floor. Are you going to say might have been? That's what they could have had if that moron, who was the general manager back then, had any idea what basketball was like.
We trust Sam Hinkie. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Trust him. Yeah, he's I tell you, teams are banging down the door to hire him as a general manager, aren't they?
Mm.
He's still sitting in the Starbucks on his free Wi-Fi out in Palo Alto. Please, spare
me. What do you think Tiger going to do today, Howard?
You know, it's kind of interesting. He needs to have the lead. Do you know he has never come from behind to win a major on the last day? So he has to do it today. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but he's never come from behind on the final day to win a major. Never. So, but it depends on the time of day. I don't know. Actually, I didn't even see the cut line. The Masters has a cut, right? They have a cut line. I didn't see the cut line, but there's a lot of good players up at the top. A lot of good players. All right.
Okay.
All right, don't be a stranger there, genius.
I won't, and I'll see you at the game today, Howard, all right, this afternoon.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, take it easy.
All right, see you, man. Take care. 94 WIP. I will, again, I'm going to run down a few things. One of them will be the baseball All-Star game. Aren't you excited that 7 years from now we're going to have an All-Star? 7 years. It's like it's right around the corner, right? I have, and I believe my opinion is actually the reason, an opinion why they're going to announce it on Tuesday and announce it now. There's a bunch of, I think the only two All-Star games that are set are this year's and next year's. And there's all those years in between where they didn't say, I know it's the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. I get it. But did they have to announce it now? Was there a necessity to do it now? I'll tell you why I think they did. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Some people have concerns about the Sixers. Some people don't. I would have concerns about Joel Embiid's health. I would. I don't know if you would. By the way, on your cell phones, if you're using that service that I've been using for over 30 years, AT&T, it's #9494. Same thing with Verizon, #9494. WIP Sports Time, 836. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. All right, the baseball All-Star game, and it will be announced officially at a news conference here at City Hall on Tuesday. And you wonder, like, why would they, 7 years out, announce an All-Star game for Philadelphia? And I know it's the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. I get all that. I understand all that. But 7 years out, here is my belief. The reason is that the current person in office of the mayor's office, and hopefully it's a new mayor after this election, wants to do that as part of, it's really a campaign pitch. He will tell you on Tuesday, that would be Jim Kenney, how he worked hard to get the All-Star game here in Philadelphia, even though he would not be in office, even if he is reelected, because he cares about the city. Like, he cares about the kids. Like, he props up those kids in his TV commercials to run for office. he props up a bunch of kids. And it's absolutely the phoniest thing I've ever seen. But he will tell you on Tuesday that he worked hard to get it here, and he wants to announce it now in a campaign year. I think baseball and the Phillies obviously playing a game, and the Phillies wanted to get it here too. But did it really need to be announced now for 7 years from now? No. It did for Jim Kenney, who will use that as in a buried way for his campaign on how he cares about Philadelphia and how he wanted to bring it here. You could have waited till announced that. You could have waited till after. It should not be used as a political tool. And obviously, it is a political tool to announce the All-Star game in 2026 for Philadelphia, a political tool. And baseball allowed themselves to be a part of that. And I just think that's wrong and it's disingenuous. It was going to be here in 2026. Obviously, the 250th anniversary, it's a no-brainer. But to announce it now before an election, I just think that's unnecessary to announce it. Why not wait until next season? The games, the only games that have been announced so far is this year's and next year's. So all those cities in between. And I don't want to hear that they needed to get the city ready for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. There's so many other things to do. That's my belief, and I believe it is a correct one. Let's go to Dave. You're on WIP.
Dave. Hey, thanks, Howard.
Got it.
Also, you know, every incumbent and city council person is running for the election in May, so they all want to be there for this.
Oh yeah. They all climb on. It should not be used. It should be a situation that is solely the news is solely about the All-Star mm-hmm. game and not tie into any campaign. And there'll be photo ops, and all these people will take pictures with the commissioner of baseball. And I think they're going to bring former Phillies or Phillies in for the news conference. So it's a photo op in an election year. And I think that's wrong. I think that's absolutely 100% wrong and not fair in an election year.
I was watching this show with my wife last night. This Is Us, right? We're behind, but the guy, spoiler alert, the guy wins Philadelphia City Council, even though he doesn't live in Philly. And he's talking to his wife about how she can't be a dance teacher because he's going to be so busy now that he's going to be a city council person. And you just have to laugh because, I mean, a few of these folks are friends of mine who won election. And no, they got lots of times.
Yeah,
they got lots of times.
They do. Oh, you wanted to talk about the Sixers?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, if you look at Ben Simmons from Christmas until now, right? He has improved. He has a better touch at the basket. He's more aggressive when it comes to, you know, dunking the ball. But that's only more with his, like, low post game. So I think you also have to look at the Sixers at center, right?
Let's go back to Ben Simmons. What do you mean he's more aggressive at the basket? He dunks.
I think he dunks the ball more than in the past.
No, he doesn't. If they let the lane open, he goes and dunks the ball. He from 10 to 16, Joe Giglio looked it up the other night, from 10 to 16 feet, you know what he's shooting?
Zero.
No, he's shooting 29%.
Yeah,
You can't win like that. You need your point guard to have some. The other team in the last Milwaukee game, which Milwaukee came back and won, they didn't even cover him. They just let him alone outside. They didn't even cover him in the fourth quarter. And that's what teams are going to do. Not only will he not shoot, he can't shoot, but he won't even try it. It's really a joke. I don't care what he does at the basket.
They're at. So, you know, Simmons is 6'10", right? He's not 6'2" point guard. He shouldn't be the point guard. Everyone knows that.
Well, it doesn't matter how tall you are.
Where has the team failed as far as recently? I think if you look at, you know, everybody loves Boban. Boban's like gritty for the Sixers, right? And he has a nice touch on the ball and everything, but he has zero defense. And if you look at what happened when he was traded from the Clippers with Harris, the Clippers were winning all these games. And why is that? Because every time we bought Boban, it was like bringing Okafor again.
It's a nice, fun story to watch him. But you're right, he's too slow on defense.
Right,
so,
and he's a liability.
If he's around the basket,
that's
fine. What
do we need to do right now is not play Embiid until we lose a game, right? And get Ben Simmons down low as much as possible. You know, the tight rotation of TJ at point.
He's got to want to go to the foul line, and he obviously doesn't want to go to the foul line either.
Yeah, I just think the big question mark is Jonah Bolden because.
Well, so who do you play at point guard? If Ben Simmons is not at the point guard, who do you play at the point guard?
TJ.
I like TJ.
In the playoffs, TJ won that game against Boston.
Okay, so who do you take? Okay, so he did, but who do you take out?
I'm saying right now you play in TJ. Your best player on the bench, if you don't have Embiid, is TJ.
Okay, so who do you take out when the starting five doesn't play?
Embiid's not playing. If Embiid's not playing, you got to start.
So who are you playing at center?
Ben Simmons.
No.
Brett Brown won't have the guts to start him at center, but, you know, 2 minutes into the game, 5 minutes into the game, he's got to be down there.
No, it's just, I don't think.
He's a small ball five.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, bud? I was going to say you and Sonny Hill, my favorite people on that channel. You speak the truth. Everybody else is just a show. But
well, I don't know about that.
Listening to you, you definitely speak the truth. I can't take that morning show anymore. But anyway, just a quick thing. People got to realize, our window is small. The Sixers' window is small. If this team is built around Embiid, this window is small.
That's why when Elden Brand made the trades he made. You've got to, in sports, it seems like in sports, not just in basketball, you've got to seize the moment. You've got to take care of the opportunities that you have now. I hope Joel Embiid plays 10 years, but I can't see him being an effective player for any more than 3 to the next 4 years because of he's a big guy with injury problems. So Elton Brand made those trades to seize the moment. And that's what you've got to try to do. They are a better team right now. Now, you hope Embiid plays. But down the line, they don't have many more years left to be able to do this. They don't have many more years. And that's going to have to be the approach in the offseason, too.
Let me ask you something quick here. If just say the Lakers had a fire sale for some reason. Is there somebody you would trade straight up on that Lakers team for Simmons? So somebody would just say you could swap players out. We'll give you Simmons.
I don't know how Ingram fits. Is there somebody? Okay. Yeah, there's probably somebody. I'd have to look at their roster, but it's got to be more than you would hope that you get more than a player straight up. But I wouldn't look at the. Why do I have to look at the Lakers? I don't care about the Lakers. I care about the team.
I'm just saying if you know, with Magic leaving, if they just had a fire sale, if they were just going to break this thing apart and
over. They can't break the thing apart with LeBron James there. That's the problem.
True. Thank God he didn't come here.
Yeah,
Thank God.
And were you one of the people that wanted him?
No, I didn't want him.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of people that wanted him.
No.
A lot of people wanted him, and I said, nope, he destroys a team.
Yep,
he's a coach killer. He's a team killer. And he's not the same player, and he's all about himself. That is a disaster in Los Angeles, and that would have been a disaster here.
All right, Howard.
All right, take care.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm glad when they were star hunting, that wasn't the star that they were looking for. Well, they were looking for him. That wasn't the star that they got. 888-729-9494. Philly's pitching. And I don't know where you are. You concerned? I can't just blame the bullpen because the starters aren't going deep enough. Now, Jake Arrieta against a bad team went good enough, so it didn't matter last night. This is some minor league team they're playing right now. Are you concerned about the pitching? Maybe a little concern. Can the Sixers win without Embiid at close to full strength? And the Eagles draft less than 2 weeks away, and there'll be all kinds of guesses on who they take, all kinds of reports. 94, WIP, I give you the numbers, 888-729-9494. On your cell phones, on that AT&T service, that I'm sure a lot of you people are using. It's #9494. On Verizon, same thing, #9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 8:55. 94, WIP, hour number two. What a Saturday that will clear up. We'll actually get some sunshine this afternoon. The rain will clear up on this Saturday. Be in the 70s, too, in the mid-70s. So it's actually going to turn into a decent day, a nice day. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people inside either at the Sixers game or watching the Sixers game. The Phillies, I would assume the Phillies play tonight. In Florida, you usually play at the nighttime. Is the Phillies game, I'll check that. Kind of like, when they're playing against the Marlins, I don't know anybody really. You care whether they play. You care whether they win. Another thing, the Masters. Obviously, the true golfers and even some fans that are just want to watch it. I think people make too much of Tiger. There's a lot of good players. There are a ton of good players on the tour, a ton of good players. One player that did not make the cut kind of shocked me because I thought he'd have a chance. He's been so consistent. Is Justin Rose. Really surprised that he didn't make the cut, but when you shoot a 74 and a 73, that's not going to make it. There's too many players. Too many good players on the tour. Sixers have Joel Embiid doubtful. Doubtful probably means he's not going to play. It doesn't sound like Joel Embiid is forcing his way into the lineup either. It's just listening to him yesterday. He said he knows his body. Well, if he knows his body, and maybe he's worried about the future, this is not the series. You got to push it. Now, if the Sixers lose the first game, then you've got to push it. If they win the first game, then I'm not sure he'll play the second game. But can the Sixers win ultimately deep in the playoffs without a healthy Joel Embiid? I don't think so. I'm not sure. I had one caller did think so. I don't think so. They need him healthy because he's not going to be in game shape either. Phillies pitching will be fine against the Marlins. They come back against the Mets team on Monday. The Mets are actually hitting very well, and the Mets have good pitching. Not only are they hitting, they have very, very good pitching. I don't think the Mets are going to be a pushover this year. Again, every team has to worry about injuries, and the Mets had a bunch of them last year. The Phillies have not really had injuries, so they've been lucky in that regard. The draft is less than 2 weeks away. First round pick, I can't see how it would be a running back. But with the Eagles restructuring Zach Ertz's contract, maybe they're just thinking about a trade going into the draft and getting a player that would really be an impact player. And maybe they need the money. They're freeing up a lot of money. And they have money to do things now. So the draft is less than 2 weeks away, and I'm telling you, I just can't. They'll get a running back somewhere. That's probably one of the easiest positions to fill. So they will get a running back somewhere. Let me thank the people again who have participated in the Eagles Autism Challenge and supported me and my bike ride coming up. And the people have been generous. I've tried to give them some things to bid on, but your donation is welcome as well. Whether it's $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever it is, it's being a part of a very good cause. And if people actually want to register for the bike ride, you can get the entrance fee waived by using my code. When you go in and register, my code is ESKIN1, the number one. ESKIN with the number one. And that is my code. And you will get the entrance fee for participating in the bike ride coming up on May 18th if you use that code. So thanks to everybody that has been a part of it. Let's go to Andre. You're on WIP. South Carolina. Where in South Carolina are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? I'm from Gaffney, South Carolina. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I moved here in 2006.
Where is that near? What major city is that?
I'm near Spartanburg, okay. Between Charlotte.
Okay. All right. So you're not far away from, so you can go see professional sports there in Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't follow them. I'm still Philadelphia. I'm still 4-for-4. I met you a couple of times. I don't know if you remember me. I'm blind, and I came up there to get some tasty cakes from you because I told you.
All right. Well, if you come up again, we got a whole bunch of tasty cakes right outside the studio at our tasty cake display. All kinds of tasty cake at it. So if you come up again, let me know. And the tasty cakes are on me.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm sort of concerned about Embiid, and I don't know the contracts or how it may go, but I got a trade.
Okay, go ahead.
How about Embiid and Simmons to Pelicans for Anthony Davis and the Holiday, Drew Holiday?
I would think about it. I don't know that I would do it because Embiid, you just hope. I don't know how many more years you have left with Embiid healthy. I just can't see him being 100% again down the line. If Anthony Davis, I would do it if Anthony Davis would sign here. If you knew he would sign here, then I would do it. It's actually kind of a fascinating trade. But you know Anthony Davis will be healthy. And it's kind of I'd have to think about it, but if Anthony Davis would sign here, that obviously wouldn't be a bad deal.
And is Kemba Walker, is he a shooting guard or a point guard?
He's a point guard who can shoot.
I would definitely go with Drew Holiday, but if I had
all time. I don't know that Drew Holiday is, what's he, late 20s now? Drew Holiday is a hell of, he's one of the, I would say he's one of the top 5 point guards in the league. He is really good. I get it. I don't know what his contract status is, but Anthony Davis would have to sign. It's not a bad idea. I would think about it because Anthony Davis, in the end, I don't know that he's a true center, but there's no true centers anymore in the NBA. They're pretty much guys that are fluid along the floor. All right, Andre, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, Howard.
Take care, man.
All right, you too.
All right. Let me see what I'm going to do. There we go. Let's go to Pam. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Long time listener. I listen to you every Saturday morning on my way home from work. I work at the, I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, all right. Well, that's a very, very, very important occupation.
But I'm also a diehard Phillies fan and everything. Yeah, all the sports fans.
Yeah.
Like all the teams. But my biggest problem is when did pitching start becoming princesses? Pitchers start becoming princesses.
Meaning what?
They can't go seven innings. When did that start?
Because
we have Cole Hamels that finished games. We have our Holiday that finished games. We have, you know, we had these guys that finished games. We can't get a pitcher to
Here's the problem. It's not necessarily them. It's the geniuses that love analytics, which tell you when you go through the lineup the third time, you're not as effective. Now, can you imagine Steve Carlton?
No.
Yeah, Steve Carlton allowing that to happen?
No.
It's unbelievable. But that's just the way of baseball and analytics. I think analytics in many cases hurts the game.
It's destroying our game.
Yes.
It's destroying the game.
Well, it's not, it's done by a computer and not by the players. And I think that's a problem.
Yep. And it's taking a soul out of the players.
Well, yeah. You know? And it's just, and a lot of the pitchers want to go deeper, but analytics, you know, who was it last night? Who was the Mets pitcher yesterday? It was Wheeler. I think he threw 115 to 120 pitches. Jacob DeGrom threw 120 pitches his last outing. The Mets are getting away from analytics. And right now, the Mets are a good team.
Yeah, I'm afraid for that series next week.
I'm not afraid of it. It's still early. But the Mets, you're going to see the Mets. They're not going to get DeGrom because I think he's going tomorrow. So they're lucky they missed DeGrom. So.
But that's my biggest problem. And as far as the Sixers, I don't know. When is Embiid ever hurt? He's been hurt from day one, I think.
Well, he's been hurt, but now this is a lot more serious. It's a lot more serious. So, all right, Pam.
Thanks, Howard.
You working today?
No, I worked last night. I work every night. I work every Friday night, and you're my voice home until I get home.
Oh, okay. All right,
Pam. Thanks for being my voice, hon. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, take care. Let's go to Andy. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I think the Phillies on the bullpen need to keep it on a short leash and not let it go to the trade deadline. They've got to step up, and because I'm not sure that bullpen is, you know, doesn't have a bunch of holes. They really need to keep a sharp eye on that. I think the starting pitching might come around. But that bullpen worries me.
The bullpen concerns you, but it's being overused right now. That's the problem. And it's not there. Yes, I have some issues with the bullpen. I'm not a Pat Neshek guy. I don't know. I think Robertson is a good pitcher and will be better. Neris is hot and cold. I just don't know that they're not being overused.
No, possibly. Let me throw some money about the Sixers.
Go ahead.
You said you would trade Ben Simmons. I don't disagree. I don't think he's all that. I'm not sure what all the hype was. So if you trade Simmons and Bede's hurt and a possible, you know, on the injury list on a regular basis, where's the process? What happened? You spent all those years, all those wasted number one draft picks, and where are you going to be?
Where are they going to be?
Yep. You're starting over again.
They're not going to be anywhere.
Right. You're going to start all over again with, you know, another, you know, 5 years of process. All those wasted draft picks. It's really
well, the process,
really
the process never worked. It got you so far, but it was for the ultimate goal. And the ultimate.
Right. Understood. But they made poor choices.
Well, Well, that's a problem. Michael Carter Williams was bad. Nerlens Noel was bad. Jahlil Okafor was bad. It never works. It almost never works. And it sounds good, and it sounds good when you have good draft picks. But to charge people the kind of money that they were getting charged for garbage basketball for all those years is an insult. You got to be perfect, and you got to be lucky to get number one picks. But the number one picks aren't always necessarily the right picks, meaning number one.
Right. Obviously, that's been borne out because the guys they've drafted haven't materialized into, you know, look, Embiid's great in the best of all worlds. If he's healthy, he's a monster. He's great. But with those knees on a regular basis, and I'm sure
the reason they got him at number three, and they tried to trade, Hinkie tried to trade for Wiggins. At least Wiggins is healthy, and Wiggins is a good player, because teams were afraid of Joel Embiid. Now, we know he can play. There's no question how good a player he is. But you were concerned about his medical history. So with that being the case, they drafted him hurt, it's worked out to an extent. I mean, he's a terrific player, but is he going to be healthy for the rest of his career? And the way we look at it now, not likely.
Right.
Not likely. And so I don't know. Everybody that thinks that the process worked are idiots. They're idiots. It's just because they're closer to a championship, but they're not close to a championship. And that's the problem. That's the problem. They're not close to a championship, but they're closer than they were, but they're not close.
Yep. All well, right. Good luck to them today. Hope they get the win.
Yeah, well, they need to get the win, and they're going to likely do it without Embiid. All right. Yep. Hey, have a All great right. weekend. Take care, Andy.
You too, man. All Bye.
Right. They're closer, but they're not close to a championship. That's the problem. And I can't see how that's going to change with the situation that they are in. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. Sixers this afternoon. Phillies, I assume, and I did not check it. I assume the Phillies are tonight, but it doesn't matter. That's a minor league game. That is a minor league game for the Phillies. Let me see. Yeah, they're playing tonight. Yeah, 6:10 tonight, right here on WIP. 94, WIP on your cell phone, #9494 on AT&T, #9494 on Verizon. WIP Sports Time, 916. 94, WIP on this Saturday, which the weather will get better. Lots going on today. Greg, you're on WIP. What part of Florida are you calling from, Greg?
Howard, it's Greg. I'm in Aventura. I've called you before from down here. Okay. I also live in Long Beach Island. The last time I spoke to you was early January after I had my heart surgery.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, but great to hear from you.
Yeah.
I mean, great to talk to you.
Yeah, right.
I always enjoy listening on Saturday morning. Yeah. Believe me, it's great to be heard from anybody.
Yeah.
After a quadruple bypass. But
yeah.
I'm back in the gym. I'm going to the Phillies game today. Good.
You'll join the other 8,000 people there at that ballpark.
I'm expecting no more than 6,000 people.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me on a Saturday night in Miami. Yeah,
well,
that's actually a good point.
Well, the great thing is that they now have these Saturday 6 o'clock games. I was talking to one of their ticket guys, and for Miami, you know, at least the game's over at 9 o'clock. You can then go out.
Yes.
So it's good. It's all good. I'm looking forward to the team. I actually, it's funny. I usually go to 4 or 5 Flyers games a year. This year I was down to 2, and I dumped both of them on StubHub, and I went to 2 Sixers games, which I hadn't been to 2 Sixers games in 10 years. And this year when they signed Harper, I have like 6 Phillies games up in Philly to go to. So at least we got something until
all
the
good.
Start.
All good. I hear you.
All good. And listen, lots of luck. I'll make another donation this year on your thing when I get home from the gym on your ride.
Oh, okay.
And I did last year, but you must have missed me in your call-out list, but I'll do it again this year.
I'll tell you what, Greg. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to ask you to do something, and I will acknowledge so I make sure I see it when it comes through. The link's up there all the time for people, but I want to make sure that I get in touch with you.
You know, we have the Super Bowl this year down here.
Yes, I do know. I've been to 39 Super Bowls, so I'm aware of the next one. And the one after that, the one after that's in Tampa. And the one after that, I don't think they've actually announced it, but it'll probably be in L.A.
Well, if you're down, when you're here for this one, I know you're busy. I don't know where you'll be staying. I got to think, you know, I'm right across the street from Turnberry, the resort, and they just built a JW Marriott and a convention center. So I'm sure they're getting geared up for the Super Bowl.
The last time it was in Miami, I forget where we stayed, but they used the convention center because the media hotels are usually fairly close to where the convention center is.
That was the Miami Convention Center in South Beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now they built a new one over here at Turnberry. I think you know where Turnberry is, in Aventura, near the mall.
Yep.
And I got to think that there's going to be a lot of stuff because we're so close to the stadium.
You know what? That's that's actually interesting that they could do that. I don't know yet. The NFL probably knows. I could probably find out, and I'll let you know where it may be. So
yeah, if you're down here, maybe we'll grab a beer or something.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I want to get, and I'll have my producer, Mosh, get your number. Mosh, can this guy's number? Make sure you get this. I'm going to put him on hold. There you go. But thanks. And thanks for anybody that donates. Todd, you're on WIP. North Carolina. We're going all over the United States today. Where are you in North Carolina?
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
I live in a little town called Troutman, which is a northern suburb of Charlotte.
Okay.
It's about as far from Charlotte as, say, Exton is to Philadelphia.
Yep.
But I'm a Philly guy through and through. I went to Temple University, grew up in Lancaster. My wife got transferred down here about 12 years ago. She works for Penske Racing, so that's how we got.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a nice area to be in. I know people that have moved to North Carolina. It is a nice area. I know.
Yeah, we love it here, but
we're looking to move to Florida. We're retiring to Florida next year. We have a home down in Cape Coral, Florida, and my wife's been with Penske Racing for over 20 years, so she's about had enough, and I gave her the option to stay here or move to our home in Florida, and she said we're going to Florida, so that's what we're going to do, hopefully, at the end of this year.
Okay.
But I called anyway. I wanted to talk a little Masters, but the producer was leading me towards the Sixers. And
The Masters is just, I don't know if it's a sports talk conversation. I think Tiger Woods gets too much love, both on ESPN and on the broadcast. And there's so many great players that play golf, play professional. Brooks Koepka, I mean, what a terrific player. You can go right down to Dustin Johnson, great player. But all we hear is Tiger, 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 Tiger.
Well, that's understandable, Howard. I mean, you're right that the quality of the play now is a lot better than when Tiger was in his prime, no doubt. But you know, Tiger's in his 40s and he's playing against guys that, in some cases, are half.
Well, but that's not the point. The point is, people don't care about your age; they care about how you're playing.
Well, he's playing well.
Well, he's playing well, but he's not won a tournament. No, I don't know how many years, but they give him too much love. Because,
what are you talking about, Howard? He won a tournament at the end of last year.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about a major. When's the last time he won a major?
Okay, well, the Tour Championship's a pretty major deal, so.
Well, it's pretty major, but it's not a major.
Okay, fine.
All right.
But people love Tiger. And
That's great. Too much Tiger love. But that's all right. He was one of the greatest golfers to ever play, but he's not Jack Nicklaus. So, and he'll never be Jack Nicklaus.
Okay. So anyway, on Kimba, I do listen to the sports talk radio down here. And by the way, they do talk golf down here on the sports talk radio, which is kind of funny. It's kind of different. But anyway, on Kimba, down here, they are really beside themselves. They're in love with Kimba here. And they just don't know what to do with him because he's going to get a max or supermax contract. And, you know, that team is nowhere. They're nowhere with Kimba. They're nowhere without Kimba. And they don't really know, you know, what direction to go. Last year, I was advocating that or hoping that the Sixers would trade Simmons for Kimba, even though Kimba this year is the last year of his deal. Maybe they could have locked him up. Maybe they could have got him to sign long term. But Kimba would work great, I believe, for the Sixers, and he's just Kimba's the most underplayed superstar in the league at about $12 million.
He's a terrific player, but you need the Sixers team would be so much better if they could get a point guard who could actually have the threat of a shot.
Well, that's Kimba.
Yeah, well, I know, and it's Kyrie Irving too, and they're both free agents after this year.
Yeah. So, Simmons is disappointing. I really like him. I like his. I think my problem with Simmons is that he's the same guy he was when he was drafted. He doesn't. I don't know if he's spending too much time around that Kardashian girl or what the story is.
Yeah, that's bad karma hanging around her.
They shouldn't allow her in the building if he has.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Thanks for the call. You cannot do that. Well, as I live and breathe, it's that time of the morning. That we will be schooled on analytics nonsense. Yes.
And you're going out of your way not to mention war for the second consecutive week. And I'm picking up, I have the war filter on you, and it's 2 weeks now. You haven't brought up war because you're bringing it up too much, and I was reminding you of that. And you want to stay as far away from analytics
war
as you can.
War is partly opinion with analytics.
You love war. You love war now. You've been using it until I brought it to your attention. But anyway,
I use it when I need to use it.
When you need to use it. Selectively. Yeah, I know, very selectively. That's right. So the Phillies pitching is a big concern. Yeah, the numbers, it's only 14 games, so it's early. We know that. But that's the disclaimer. It's early. But I'll tell you something. When you track trends with MLB stats, you'd be surprised how little the teams flip-flop. The good-hitting teams come out hitting good, and they're at the top of the MLB stats. The bad-pitching teams are already at the bottom. It's no shock that Detroit and Miami are at the bottom of the batting stats. The Phillies' ERA right now is 4.75. That's really bad, and the batting average against is .260. Last year, they ended with a batting average against a .249 with an ERA of 4.14.
Uh-huh.
So, love them or not, last year, pitching-wise, they're way worse so far this year at 4.75. I think that's a concern, naturally.
I think it's as much the starting pitching is creating a problem in the bullpen. Because all these analytics, these geeks, these nitwits say, well, you can't go through the lineup a third time. So by that being the case, and another stat which is ridiculous is quality start. If you have six innings and three runs, if that average, that's your ERA is 4-something in that case, and then you wear your bullpen out. Why is that a quality start? Why is that a quality start? That's not quality to me. Six innings is not a quality start. Some writer in Chicago, decided that's what it was, and then they start using it. It's ridiculous. But the starting pitching is hurting the bullpen.
If I told you that for a fact, that batting averages do go up the third time facing a pitcher, would you still call it ridiculous?
I would call it ridiculous when you have pitchers that are studs.
Ridiculous?
Yeah, well wait a minute. What you're doing is you're wearing out your bullpen. If you had a pitcher go six innings every game, do you think your bullpen would be fried by August?
Let me respond to that. You're wearing out your bullpen when your bullpen's not effective. So therefore, they get stretched longer too. So if the bullpen comes in and does the job, they're not looking at six outs. Right now, the bullpen, no one's doing the job. So everybody's getting diluted because everybody's
got to pitch.
Yeah,
but they only pitch a guy one inning anyway. That's the other joke of the whole thing. The bullpen guys only pitch one inning. So if you have six innings from a pitcher, and every game you're pitching a relief pitcher, three relief pitchers.
How much money would you lose if I said, bet this today with anybody you meet, whose team ERA is lower? The Phillies right now, I just gave you that number, 4.75. Or the Mets, on face value alone, and I only know this because I just looked it up. It's not like everybody knows this. I get that. But you'd lose a lot of money if you made that bet. The Mets ERA right now is a shocking 4.80. Batting average against the Mets is .263,
which is
crazy.
But the problem with that is with only 14 games, maybe two or three games, throw it at, completely throw it, you know, skew the number. You got to do it over a period of time.
Yeah, they're obviously not going to be having the ERA.
Yeah, but their pitchers, Wheeler went last night 115 or 120 pitches.
Guess what? Wheeler hasn't got it done. He's 7.47. Don't look for, he'll be lower than that.
Okay.
But the Mets pitching has been a disappointment. They weren't that high last year. Syndergaard and DeGrom, they
their
inflate
bullpen,
all those great
their
numbers.
Bullpen, their bullpen is not as good right now, but
they're not doing a job.
But they'll probably go out and get somebody as well.
Let me give you a quick stat before we go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, no, I want to tell you how the game has changed, and this isn't a brief sample. This is a large sample. Since 2000 to now, 19 years. That's a large sample, right?
Yeah.
The batting averages. This is the average of the team, so not high or low. The average was 270 in 2000. Right, with 1,045 strikeouts, so we're talking 6.5 strikeouts per game, 5.13 runs. We're now down to 243, so you're talking about a substantive reduction there. And
there's too many players in the league that suck. That's the other thing. There's a lot of players that shouldn't be in Major League Baseball because there's too many teams.
The pitching is becoming more and more difficult to hit. I know you responded to that by saying hitters catch up, but the hitters aren't catching up.
They're not good enough. Because you don't have enough because they're spread out among many teams.
Yeah, or maybe the pitching's just becoming that good.
Guys throw harder. Yeah, pitchers are better. Everybody gets better. Hitters get better. Pitchers get better. It's just, I get it. But let's play the game without a computer. Let's try a week without a computer and see how they make out.
What exactly would we do without the computer? Give me one example. Go ahead.
Well, pitcher might go longer.
No more shifts?
Yeah.
You said you like shifts.
Yeah, well, that's all right, but you already know what a player does. You know who to shift and who not to shift.
I'm surprised for somebody who doesn't like or embrace analytics that you're okay with shifts. It's a mixed signal of sorts.
Well, you know what? You know why I'm okay with shifts? Because players are major league players, you should learn to hit the other way.
Absolutely, positively. And the people that roll over a fastball are always going to hit right into the shift.
You know what? Exactly. You know what's going to give you and I'm going to tell them to be honest with you. I have set up, as you know, and I'll tell people, a lunch with you, me, Larry Bowen, and if your son comes, that's great.
And all I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to that. That's been on my bucket list.
He's not a big analytics guy. He's going to tune your ass up.
Oh, boy. I got goosebumps. Would you do me one favor between now and that lunch? Please don't speak on Mr. Bowen's behalf. I can't wait for this. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get chopped up between the
two of us. Well, you know what?
Have a lunch, but you better pack a lunch.
But I got to be, I got to be nice because you're making a donation to the Eagles Autism Challenge for the privilege.
No niceness comes with that. Listen, that's for a good cause, and we love supporting autism. We're fine with that, okay? Thank God we can do that, and that's a blessing. But as far as you wearing a muzzle, I want to hear right now from you, sir, that you're going to have a lot to say, because I think you're going to take the fourth seat at that lunch.
You know what? I'll wait till the end of lunch before I chime in and start burying you.
I wish it were this afternoon. You got me all fired up right now. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
See you later.
I'll talk to you. Bye. 94 WIP. I would ask it. Chuck loves analytics. And for a sizable donation, and I set this up, and Larry Boa is terrific that he's going to do it. Larry Boa will get fired up. Listen to all his nonsense about analytics. When Larry Boa played in an era of great ball players who didn't have to use a computer to decide who to pitch where and how to hit what, he didn't need all that nonsense. And he played in a great era of baseball here in Philadelphia. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. On your cell phones, pound 9494 on the AT&T service that I'm using, and I know a lot of people are as well, and pound 9494 on Verizon. WIP Sports Time is now 939. 94 WIP on this gloomy, which will be a better Saturday when the sun comes out this afternoon. Temperatures in the 70s, so it will be a decent Saturday. Rain off and on for the next few days, but right now it seems like the rain's going to be mostly overnight, so we'll see how that goes. By the way, you may have heard during the break a spot where Doug Peterson is asking people to participate in the ride or the run for the Eagles Autism Challenge. I will also tell you, if you do go to register, and if you use my code, ESKIN1, that's the number one, ESKIN1, I don't know if it's cap sensitive, but use a capital E because I know that'll be okay. ESKIN with the number one, registration fee will be waived. Somewhere along the way when you register, you'll see that the place to put in that code, I think, near the end of the registration. And you will get your registration fee waived for the ride or the run. So let's go to Mark. You're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. Benny Simmons. Benny the Jets. Yeah. I agree, he's got to be moved. And, you know, World Be Free made a comment online. I'm not sure if it was yesterday or the day before. He said, you know, we need to relax on Ben Simmons. You know, even Magic Johnson, his first 2 years, he was timid. And I'm saying to myself, he was timid. He scored 42 points in Game 6 in the NBA Championship playing out of position against the Sixers back in his rookie season.
Yeah, he jumped center. I don't think he played center, but nonetheless, he played
center that day because Kareem was out.
But, yeah, no, I know Kareem was out. He jumped center, but I don't think they really played him at center during the game. He was listed as a center, but I don't think he played. But regardless, he scored 42 points.
Yeah, he scored 42 points. And the bottom line is, this guy, and when the going gets tough and you're playing the big boys, he looks like a deer in headlights to a certain extent. He just does not have that killer look like, you're not going to stop me. I'm going to make other people around me better, and I'm going to score the ball when it presents itself. And he just doesn't have that look. You know,
he doesn't really shoot 3 feet beyond the basket, and you've got to teams just back off. And
right.
Defense on him. You just don't let him get down the lane, which during the season, everybody lets players just go right down the lane. That's not the way it works in the playoffs.
Right. And it's pretty simple. If I don't have to guard you, now it's 5-4. You know, and I just don't understand.
You know what the situation is, yeah.
I think I would try to do whatever I can to move him in the off season. Get what you can for him now. This process has been an absolute joke. Norlene's, Michael Carter Williams, Okafor, Markel Fultz. I mean, I could go on and on about the picks, how bad they've been.
Well, you can blame Brian Colangelo for Markel Fultz, but that's not Scam Hinky. That's Colangelo. Saying. So you can blame somebody, but the other picks they just weren't good enough. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Oh, Howard.
Yes.
Sorry, I was waiting.
That's all right.
I have a question, and I'm not a Philadelphia fan,
uh-huh.
But this is so exciting with the Phillies, with the Mets, with the Nationals. The National East is really a great ball division now.
Except for Miami, all the other teams are good teams, yes.
Yeah, but you have three teams that are really taking interest for everybody, you know, and it's great. But here's my question, and I don't mean to take up your time.
That's right.
They signed Bryce Harper for $330 million, so there's a lot of do-re-mi left over. Why can't they get a closer, the Phillies, to make a trade for another pitcher or get whatever?
What do you mean get a close? How do you mean they would get a closer?
Because you saw Robinson walk four people in a row.
Yeah, that was. I think he's a better pitcher than that.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, I don't argue with you on that one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just. I thought you were going to say Greg Kimbrell. First of all, they're not.
Uh, You're right.
Well,
yeah.
They're not going to sign a pitcher before June 1st because then you have to give up a draft pick. That's number one.
Oh, is that how it works? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they're not going to sign one of those guys now because pitchers have to get back in shape anyway, so it's going to take you a few weeks. So they won't sign anybody until June 1st. However, when it comes to a closer,
okay,
nobody pays closers big money anymore.
No, because their arm can go.
Yeah. Because they just rotate different guys. You're not going to, and I'm not, I just didn't like the way Kimbrell pitched last year because he's not using his fastball as much.
Okay, you're right.
And he throws hard, but why isn't he using his fastball as much?
You got it. But my other point with all the Philadelphia fans is that, you know what? Enjoy your Super Bowl. The Sixers, I think they're going to do a job. Unfortunately, the Phillies Flyers did not do a good job. But you have a great athletic system going in Philly now.
Well, the Phillies are much better, obviously. They're much better. They're not a World Series team this year, but they should be a playoff team this year. As far as the Flyers, it's amazing that they're still got a lot of work ahead of them. But in hockey, the underdogs can win. It's what's crazy. How about Tampa, who was the best team in hockey this year, have lost the first two games at home to Columbus? That's crazy. Now, I understand the Islanders beating the Penguins because they played at home, but St. Louis won 2 on the road. It's just, but nobody really actually right now, since the Flyers aren't, and it pays that much attention to the first round of the hockey play, the Stanley Cup. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Good. I'm just great. Never had a bad day in my life. How are you?
Good. I was wondering about the Eagles draft. Do you think there's any possibility that an offensive lineman could slip down and Eagles would select him?
I think there's more likely to take a defensive lineman. Yeah, could an offensive – there's a lot of players that could slip down. And they're I want to say this. Players that don't have great character, who have talent, now teams take these players – and there's a lot of players in the draft this year that aren't great character people, the high picks. So they could slip down, and you just got to figure out how they fit and will they hurt what you have. But either offensive or defensive linemen are some of the things they need. But the draft is more well-stocked with defensive linemen than it is offensive linemen.
Oh, okay, because the reason I was saying that, I was just wondering about Peters and Kelsey and all that, if they had any long-range plans, like, to bring people in to back them up.
Well, yeah, sure. You can never go wrong by drafting offensive and defensive linemen. Never go wrong. So, I could see that happening. Andrew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I wanted to vent about the Joel and Embiid injury situation because I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Why is that?
So here's the way I see it. In my opinion, I think that he got hurt some way or another in the All-Star game. Because leading up to the All-Star game, there was no indication whatsoever that he had any soreness in his knee or there was any problems at all. And frankly, if there was, then they're even stupider than I think they are for letting him play in the game. So it just kind of pissed me off just knowing that he's a franchise player, obviously.
Well, he wanted to play in the game. They let him, which was, I think, was a mistake. Joel Embiid yesterday admitted that it started to hurt more after the All-Star game. But Brett Brown said after that it was good for him to play with, you know, getting use of, I guess, playing in a basketball situation. I forget how he phrased it. But it was foolish to say that. And Embiid admitted yesterday it started to hurt after. He should never have played in the not that he wouldn't be hurt right now, but he should never play in the All-Star game.
Right. I mean, that was the perfect opportunity for him to have a week's worth of rest in the middle of the season. He had been playing a ton of minutes. He played a ton of games leading up to the All-Star game. And then all of a sudden he comes up with this injury immediately after the All-Star game, has to miss 2 weeks. Then he's playing for a little bit. Now he's not playing.
Well, he's probably had some soreness before that. He's probably had it in different parts of the year. It's too bad. He's a great player, but it doesn't seem like he's ever going to be injury free.
Right, and my thought is I never want to see him in an All-Star game again. It's like everybody knows how good he is. He doesn't need to showcase himself in that game.
I agree.
And we know that he only has one way to play. And that's, like, I love to see him diving in the stands, and you know, it's 100% effort every game, which
I love. Well,
but
the thing is, he wants to go to an All-Star game to have fun, and that's the problem, because there's a lot of partying that goes around playing the game. If he wants to go and have fun, go and have fun. But he really shouldn't be playing in that game, not in his situation. All right. I appreciate everybody that called this morning. I appreciate everybody that's made contributions and donations to the Eagles Autism Challenge to support my bike ride. The link is on my Twitter. If you choose to make a donation, whatever it may be, I'm serious, whether it's $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever, whether it's $100, whatever you do is great. There's an item up there, the future goalie of the Flyers, the Stadium Series jersey, signed by Carter Hart. It's up there. I'll probably keep it open another 24 hours. But whatever you do is absolutely sensational. And I will see you, when's the next day I'll see you? I guess, or hear you, or you'll hear me Tuesday morning with Angelo and the Thursday with Joe. I'll have to check the schedule, but whatever. Lots going on today. Sixers this afternoon. Phillies right here on 94 WIP tonight at 6 o'clock against the Marlins. And the draft coming up in less than 2 weeks. I believe sometime next week, Howie Roseman will speak to the media as well, which he usually does. He usually does the week before the draft actually takes place. He usually speaks to the media. So I think we can expect to hear from him in the next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Weather will get better today. So enjoy it. Glenn and Ray are next. Is that correct? Thanks to Mosh Kravitz, who will, I guess, for this week, I don't know about next week, but whatever, helping me out tremendously this morning as well. And if you missed the show, I will put it up on podcast sometime shortly. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.